Yeah, go ahead.
Well, William, Zimbabwe was the only test-status team in the group, and you beat them, though it was a tightrope finish. Do you think it's the way to take it to Super 10?
Wouldn't say it's a ticket. It's a great start for us. There's obviously three games in the group, and we know how dangerous UAE can be, and especially in subcontinent conditions, playing against a subcontinent team. We played two games against them in the qualifiers, and we had two really good games. So that's our next test for now. It was a big hurdle coming over Zimbabwe. We knew it was going to be a big game for us. We had to start with a win. I think whoever goes through the group has to win three games. So the next test is going to be the UAE.
Yeah. William, you spoke about making a statement before this match, but you are actually ranked above Zimbabwe in the T20 rankings. What would you call this? Is this an upset? Is this a statement? What is this?
No, it's just a win. I don't think people may have had us favourites, people may have had Zimbabwe favourites. It didn't really bother us. As a collective unit in change rooms, we've put the pressure on ourselves to come here and win three games. Who we're playing against or anything else over and above that is speculation. That's how all the people look at it. We've come here with a view to win three games of cricket to get us into the Super 10s, and that's the first of them, and we won't be underestimating any other team in the group for sure.
How were the nerves towards the end?
They were fine until the three balls to go. I think obviously the over Kevin took down 17 or so, the third last over I think it was, to get us down 8-7 off 12. You should never lose a game from there, but you got to give credit to the way the Zimbabwe death bowlers bowled there, and they put us under pressure, took a couple of crucial wickets and got a couple of new lads at the crease, and as we've seen in this format, anything can happen, and once you get down to a couple of balls to go and you've got a good death bowler, it can be tricky as your first ball to get it through. So all credit to the way they fought, but we're just relieved to be over the line.
William, the way the last over went, it could be end up in a super over. So, were you mentally convinced or prepared to play for a super over?
We haven't talked much about the super over until about two balls to go, and then obviously I think the way it works, we'd have been batting first. So we're sorting out a batting lineup, who that's at least the openers anyway. So, we had, that's one of the things that came to mind, especially when it got down to two off two balls, and obviously one off one ball, it has to be something that you think about. You can't. You can't go in cold or wait until after the last ball. So yeah, we had started to think about it, but as I said, we're pleased to be over the line.
Paul, you almost single-handedly threatened to finish the game at one point, and in those last two overs, what was going through your mind? Were you thinking that you should have finished it straight to the end?
It would have been nice to go on and make a big score and really finish the game off, but I think in the middle just had to keep being positive, and we had wickets in the hutch, and hopefully by the 11th or 12th over would have got it to a position where it would have been very difficult for Zimbabwe to come back and win. So as far as I'm concerned, I could have gone on and made a bigger score and really killed the game off, but I'm just, at the minute, just glad that the lads took us home.
Well, Paul, you didn't have a good stint in the practice matches. What was the secret of your success today?
Yeah, it's just a fresh day in a fresh stadium. It's just clear your mind and start the World Cup as fresh as you can, and watch the ball and hit the ball, and hopefully it might be someone else's day on Wednesday and someone else's on Friday. It doesn't really bother me as long as we win the game.
Okay. The fact that you bowled four overs off spin and come back and back, or the other way around, does 1% of your game affect the way you perform?
I don't think it does. I think you've got to separate them completely, and it's nice to be in a position where the skipper can turn to me and try and get four overs out of my off spin as well. I think the spinners have bowled quite well for us so far in the tournament or in the practice matches. So I think as soon as that innings is over, then you just concentrate on your batting, and it's a different ball game.
The opening stand basically set the tone for the game. What was your approach at the start of the chase, and what did you made of the pitch from the way Zimbabwe batted?
Yeah, we also thought it was a good pitch. Looking at it, it seemed like a very true pitch, and we've heard that there is nice pace and bounce in the pitch. It's a pretty true, consistent pitch, and I think it showed that out there. And we had to go out there and be positive and get ourselves in as well. And luckily, we got off to a pretty good start, and we kept that momentum going through the sixth. And I think we got up to in around the 10th over, in around 100, still going to 10 over. So that was a great position to be in, and if we can get off the starts like that every game, then we'll be in a good place.
Okay, any final questions?
Okay.
your team makes solid start in tournament. So what's your plan in next matches?
It's just to keep that momentum going. I think there's always areas where you can improve in any game, whether you win, lose or draw. So we'll be going and reviewing this game like we do any other, and looking at different areas and that we can improve. And we've obviously got a night game, the next game, so this game's going to be crucial for ourselves. Obviously this is the first game in the tournament, or in the stadium. So the next game's going to be obviously the second, but it's going to be the first that we've watched under lights, and we're under lights here on Wednesday. So I think that it did change slightly coming into the 15th over tonight when the lights started to take effect. So that's something we're going to have to monitor, and whether that was just he bowled a really good over and we lost two wickets, or whether the ball did actually start to do a bit, and that's something we have to factor in. So it'll be interesting to see how this game goes now, and we'll see one under lights.
What do you think about this field?
I like it. Yesterday was the first day that we were here, and I really like the ground here in Sylhet. I think it's a fantastic stadium, and obviously the crowd today is a great crowd that came and turned out, and by the end I think they're making a lot of noise, and I'd like to think a lot of that was Irish noise as well. I think that I personally would like to thank the Bangladeshis for coming out and supporting themselves, and obviously supporting cricket. And if we can get big crowds here at every game, it's going to be fantastic, and that's what we want to play in front of, and hopefully we can keep entertaining them.
Thank you very much.